Title: DOJ's West Coast Strike Force Expands the Enforcement Playbook. Content: On April 30, 2026, the Department of Justice's National Fraud Enforcement Division announced the creation of the West Coast Healthcare Fraud Strike Force. This announcement is not just another incremental enforcement development. It signals sustained, coordinated escalation in how the government investigates and prosecutes complex healthcare fraud, particularly in emerging high-risk regions and industries. The strike force model pairs specialized DOJ prosecutors with U.S. attorneys' offices and federal investigative agencies, and it has already resulted in charges against more than 6,200 defendants involving over $45 billion in alleged fraudulent billings nationwide. DOJ's announcement emphasized the rapid growth in healthcare fraud in the western U.S., particularly in California, Nevada, and Arizona. Historically concentrated in fraud hotspots like South Florida and Texas, the expansion of DOJ's strike force model to the West Coast reflects both the government's perceived geographic migration of fraud schemes and its increasing reliance on data analytics and multi-agency coordination to identify and dismantle them. Notably, DOJ singled out digital health and technology-driven schemes, particularly in Northern California, as a growing enforcement priority. The announcement highlighted the use of data analytics and intelligence-driven investigations as central to the strike force's mission. This evolution reflects a well-established pattern within the strike force model. The strike force model is designed to be nimble, aggressive, specialized, and deeply informed by billing data, referral patterns, and emerging industry trends. It is not simply about adding prosecutors. It is about deploying teams that understand the nuances of medical necessity, coding, and financial relationships, and who can build cases quickly using coordinated investigative tools. DOJ leadership has emphasized that these efforts are driven by the view that healthcare fraud presents serious consequences for patients and federal programs. This is where experienced counsel becomes particularly valuable. Effective representation in this enforcement environment requires significant firsthand experience navigating its complexities. These matters often involve parallel civil and criminal exposure, overlapping agency investigations, and rapidly developing theories of liability. They require a defense approach that is equally coordinated and strategic. Early investigative decisions, engagement with the government, and responses to administrative inquiries can materially shape outcomes long before charges are filed. That perspective should inform how counsel advises clients today, especially as enforcement expands into new regions and increasingly targets technology-enabled care, telehealth, and complex financial arrangements. The takeaway for providers, executives, and investors is straightforward. This is not a transient enforcement wave. The strike force expansion underscores a durable, data-driven model that will continue to evolve and scale. Healthcare organizations operating in higher-risk areas should assume heightened scrutiny and act accordingly. Providers should consider strengthening internal auditing and billing analytics, conducting risk assessments tied to DOJ priority areas, evaluating voluntary disclosure protocols, in line with the department's corporate enforcement policy, ensuring board-level oversight of compliance programs, and approaching DOJ inquiries with a clear and experienced strategy from day one. This is DOJ's latest signal that it continues to pursue healthcare fraud and abuse as a top priority. DOJ is deploying more resources, more data, and more coordination to pursue increasingly sophisticated fraud schemes. For healthcare stakeholders, the compliance bar continues to rise, and the margin for error continues to shrink. Categories: DOJ, fraud. As seen in Healthcare Law Blog, White Collar, and Government Enforcement Blog.